A good interview? First interview.
Good morning, Miss...
Miss Jones,
Miss
good
Jones.
Morning.
Right, yes, hi. You'd like to join our team, I gather?
Yes, I would.
That's very good. I'd like to know a little bit about you. Perhaps you could tell me... if you could tell me a bit about your education.
Oh, yes, right. Well, I left school at 18, mm-hmm. and for the first 2 years, I went to Gibson's, you might know them. They're an engineering firm.
Ah, yes, right.
And after that, I wanted to do a course, so I did a one-year, a full-time PA course, and went back to Gibson's.
Yes.
I was PA to the export director.
Yes.
I stayed there for another 2 years, and then I moved on to my present company. That's Europa Marketing. Mr. Adair, the marketing director, offered me a job because Gibson's had worked quite a lot with Europa Marketing.
Oh, yes, Europa. Yes,
and
yes,
I've been with them for 3 years now, mm-hmm. First with the marketing director, and now I'm with the sales director.
That's all very interesting, Miss Jones. I'd like to know, what did you enjoy most at school? What was the course that you enjoyed most?
Foreign languages, I like
foreign
best.
Foreign languages?
We did French and German,
mm-hmm.
yes.
And are you quite fluent in those now? Or?
Yes, a bit rusty now, but obviously the more travel I can do, the more I can use my languages.
Right.
And I'd like to learn another language. I'd like to add Italian as well.
Italian?
Yes.
Very good, very good. That might be very useful. Now, tell me a little bit about the work you're doing at present.
Well, Europa Marketing is a marketing and public relations company.
Yes,
and
I've heard
they
of
do
them, yes.
They do consultancy work for companies operating in the UK and European markets.
Mm-hmm.
Our clients come from all over the world. We deal with some of them by post, but most of them come to our offices and at least once during a project. I assist the sales director by arranging these visits, setting mm-hmm. up meetings and presentations, and I deal with all her correspondence.
Mm-hmm.
I've not been able to go with her on any of her trips abroad, but I've been to firms in this country several times on my own to make these arrangements.
It sounds as if you're very happy there, Miss Jones. I'm curious why you'd like to leave them and join our company.
Well, I know the reputation of Anglo-European, and it has a very good reputation, and I feel that I would have more scope and opportunity in your company, and the work would be more challenging for me.
Mm-hmm.
I might be able to possibly travel and use my languages, because at the moment, most of my work is rather routine, secretarial-type work, and I like the idea of more challenges in
yes.
my life, really.
Uh-huh.
Second interview.
Well, your CV seems pretty well up to scratch. Now, I wonder, can you tell me more about yourself? Yes?
I think I'm serious. Serious-minded. Calm.
You're calm?
I like a joke. Well, yes, I like a joke, though. Good sense of humour. I don't panic in a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy working with all kinds of people. I even like, people who are... you know, bad-tempered or something like that, you know?
Yes, but where do you see yourself in, let's say, 5 years' time?
I... sort of a long-range thing. Well, I see myself in the public relations, and, one day, I must admit, I would rather like to open up my own consultancy in my own hometown.
Mm-hmm. What is it specifically about Anglo-European PR that attracted you?
Well, first of all, I want to leave my present employers because they're a small company and
mm-hmm.
I know about Anglo-European PR. I mean, they're a good company, larger. I think I'll
yes.
have more scope. The work will be more challenging. I
yes.
mean, quite a lot of what I do at present is quite boring. It's routine secretarial mm-hmm.
and
work.
And you'd like to move on?
Yes, if I could, you know, hopefully to a job that gives me more opportunity so I can use my initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just ask you this question? Excuse me. I'd like to know... If I get this job with Anglo-European, will I be able to work abroad in one of your overseas
branches? Oh, yes, certainly.
Oh, good.
Our staff regularly do six-month placements in other branches.
Six? Oh, well, that's good.
I'm sure you might...
interested in.
Mm-hmm. Can I... I know we're all human beings here, and I'd like to know what you consider your strengths and your weaknesses.
Strengths and weaknesses?
Mm.
Well, I mentioned before, I think my sense of humour and my ability to work with all types of people is a particular strength.
Yes.
My weakness... I don't know, I suppose I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I'm quite often dissatisfied with what I've done. I always think I can do it, you know, better or in a different way.
I wouldn't
know.
Call that a weakness. I'd call that a strength.
Well, that's good. Well, I mean, apart from that, I suppose I get a little bit sort of
yeah.
full of the wanderlust, and that's why I want... I'm easily bored with repetition and procedure.
Do you have a lack of commitment?
No, not at all.
No?
No. Once my goals are set and I've got the right sort of initiative, then I'm as committed as anybody.
Not one of these people who wanders off?
No, not at all.
Now, is there anything else you'd like to ask me?
Yes, if I can just get down to the nitty-gritty. Would the salary be reviewed at the end of the year?
Yes, the salary would be reviewed every 6 months. Uh-huh. And after 6 months, you'd also be eligible to share in the company's bonus scheme.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's good.
Right. That's well, time is pressing on, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So thank you very much for coming to see me. And we'll be in touch with you before the end of the week.
Good. Well, thank you for seeing me.
Goodbye.
Bye.